I'm Marissa Norcross.
And I'm Dave Freund, and this is The Next Page. Marissa, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm really well. I'm doing really well. I think I've finally kicked the cold. Now, as I said that, I'm going to end up coughing, but no, I feel really good. I'm sitting here in my home office with a fresh balsam candle burning.
Oh.
So I have the pine scent. You know, it's the most wonderful time of the
year.
Yes. And I have a bottle of Perrier next to me.
So fancy.
So it's pretty nice, you know?
I
could get used to this.
I got pumped up for this recording by listening to some Christmas classics. So
there you go.
Yes. I've been listening. You'd be proud. I have been listening to a lot of Christmas music lately. It's been very soothing. I sit by my tree. I moved my tree so that I can spend more time enjoying it instead of having in a room where we typically wouldn't see it very often.
Yeah, good.
So I am embracing the most wonderful time of the year.
Good. Hey, and so one of my bucket list things was to watch A Christmas Carol.
Is it done?
And when my daughter was here from Ohio, Bethany said, we're going to watch it. And it ended up being the Saturday night before they went home, but we did. So I could check it off.
Look at that.
So my next one that is a definite is that by the time this podcast airs, it would be this coming Friday evening. It's the Holiday Pops concert with Symphoria.
Oh, nice.
Love that. That's one of my favorite things every year. And then, of course, we're going to have, you know, the Christmas caroling at church, those kind of things. But anyways, it's cool.
Yeah.
So I have a question for you.
Okay.
Do you ever have trouble achieving your goals?
That's a really great question. I'm going to go with 100% yes.
All right.
How about
you?
So
I'm not alone. Oh, no. And it's... You know, as I was in my post that went out this morning was two quick ways to gain traction on your goals today. And there are some goals, you know, and I look at like my vision board that's next to my desk, and I love it when I have this bright red check mark that says done. And then there's others that just like, it's kind of like a hot stick in the eye, so to speak. It's like, nah, you didn't do me. You know, and I'm, oh, so what's wrong? And then I start one, so maybe I really didn't want it. But I do. I really do want it. All right, so what's wrong? Well, so I started doing a little bit of research, and I was listening to one of my favorite podcasts. And this is one of Michael Hyatt's company has a couple different podcasts. And one of them I started listening to, it's fairly new. It's about achieving goals and planning your week and that type of thing. And they said in this one podcast that sometimes goals can become like so big or so abstract, even though you feel you've defined it really well, and maybe you have, but it's just too big. And you have trouble achieving it. And they said, create habit goals. And that's pretty cool, because I remember writing, it might have been one of the first posts that I ever sent out. Was on good hypocrisy. Do you remember that one?
Oh, yes, yes.
And basically, that was kind of like you act your way into doing what you want to do. Like, maybe I'm not as good as I want to be, but if I continue to do it, I'll get better type of thing. And the point there was to create success habits in your life. So I've known this all along. I just kind of missed it. And one of the things that I wrote in the post was that, you know, for me, every morning, I get up and I go into the bathroom, and, you know, after taking care of a couple things you have to take care of first thing in the morning, I brush my teeth, and I do it every day. I do exactly the same pattern every single day, and I never forget to brush my teeth. Now, if for some reason my pattern was interrupted, let's say the grandkids were staying here and one of them was crying and needed to be cared for or something, and my day gets off kilter, there's a chance I could forget to brush my teeth. I know that sounds really gross. This past Monday, when we had a snowstorm that hit overnight, my whole morning routine, my morning ritual was messed up because I had to go out and I had to clean the driveway off. Well, wouldn't you know, I forgot to take an acid reflux medicine every morning. And all of a sudden I'm at work and I'm like, ugh, this kind of, oh my goodness, I forgot to take my medicine.
Yep.
The reason I forgot was my ritual was messed up.
Mm-hmm.
So I really think these habit, there might be something to these habit goals.
Oh yeah. I definitely would agree to that.
So, you know, from, and I know you had mentioned before we started recording that you asked me if I had reread Randy's book. So Randy is our boss, but
mm-hmm.
so from, and you edited his book. So what are your thoughts about the habit goals? Cause I know it wasn't a new topic for you.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I think habit goals are a great way to break up something big into something smaller. So, we talked about before recording, like if your goal is to write a book, instead right. of thinking about like, okay, I need to write 30 chapters, think about, okay, I'm going to write 500 words a day, which is not
right.
much. I think the power of that is you can use that in anywhere in your life. So like I have to send out a lot of Christmas cards. It's the most wonderful time of the year. So in the past, I have dreaded doing it because it's a lot of cards for me to write, a lot of addressing, a lot of sealing, a lot of stuffing. So this year, instead, I made it a habit for an entire week that I was going to do 20 cards a day.
Wow, cool.
And that could mean 10 cards at breakfast, 10 cards at lunch, or whatever. Sure. I was doing 20 cards a day. And that was a great way to split it up and make it a little habit for the week and happily put those cards in the mail on Monday. But I think that if you're, you know, like if you're looking to one, I told you that one of my goals right now, I don't have many long-term goals right now. One of them yeah. is just general like self-care. Like we've talked about this many times. I'm a young mom. I feel like I'm aging at a rapid pace, however. But
just wait till you're my age. When you're 58, you realize how rapid that
these
really
kids
is.
are aging me. But just finding ways to build those habits into my daily life. So like if you're trying to be healthier, maybe setting some fitness goals and
right.
like, okay, I know that I'm not going to exercise 7 days a week, but if I can commit to 3 or 4, whatever, like having those habits that within a year, those 3 or 4 times a week will really add up by making
yep.
that a small habit.
Sure. That's great. And you know, the one that really pushed me to consider this the most was the book that I'm writing because, mm-hmm. you know, for the last 3 months, I didn't write. And I want to, but mm-hmm. I was too busy. I had so many things going on. And mm-hmm. those are justifiable things. It's, you know, it was clear. I mean, you know the things that I was working on.
Mm-hmm.
And so do our listeners. But the only way for me to get back on track is to identify, let's say 30 minutes a day or 45 minutes a day
mm-hmm.
when I'm going to just write. And I mentioned to you before we started recording that like my morning rituals are fine. I have habits.
Mm-hmm.
So after I'm dressed and, you know, I've made my coffee, the first thing I do when I get back out into the kitchen, when I get out into the kitchen area is I make the coffee, then I go shave, and I shave in the laundry room because it's my razor's really loud and I don't want to wake up the rest of the house.
We are really seeing your morning routine here.
It is so loud, it scares me. But I'm too cheap to buy a new one. But anyways, so then I come out, my coffee's made, I sit in my stressless chair next to the wood stove, and I go through and I have my morning routine, so to speak, which is my devotion time, my prayer time. Those I'm reflecting on the day before.
Mm-hmm.
And that happens every morning, Monday through Friday, without a hitch. And oftentimes, even onto the weekends, unless someone gets up before me.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to think that that's a problem. No, that's just life. So rather than beating yourself up when your habit goal can't be maintained every single day, you just track when you do it. And I do track it. So I do track you know, my reflections and those type of things and my gratitude and reading my daily affirmation. So I do track it on an app
mm-hmm.
so that I can see, you know, days that I missed it. But I think the key is to understand you just got to create that ritual piece, that habit And so for me, I'm thinking that what I just need to do is extend that time and write before I go to work.
Well, and so it's really funny that you use this as your example, because everything like this podcast and what you write for this podcast and for your weekly posts and emails, those were once habit goals,
right?
Essentially, that are now just like your daily routine.
It's life.
And so you say that, you know, when you started, you said that you haven't written anything, but in reality, you do. You write so much. You write.
That's true.
For this weekly, you write for the newsletter monthly, you write for our magazine annually. And it's like, at first, those things were new and different and challenging, and
right.
And you had to create those habits. But now you've never missed a weekly email or blog post, and we've never skipped a beat or a week or anything on this podcast. So it's just building those in so that they quickly become just like part of who you are.
Right. So let's chew on why I haven't missed a weekly post, because it's been every Wednesday since I think October of 2016. And then we've never missed a podcast. This would be our 130th episode.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 130th episode. So we've done, one has come out every single week for 130 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So why haven't we missed it?
Well, I'm not going to let you down. And you're not going to let me down.
Exactly. And that's what it is.
Yeah.
You know, I know that before the podcast, it was, I tried to get you my writing by Monday morning so you would have time to edit it for Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now with the podcast, we have to be at least a week ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Then I also had people that would say to me, hey, I really appreciate the emails that I get every Wednesday morning from you. And then we heard people saying, really appreciate the podcast. And so all of a sudden, there's this accountability piece where you and I don't want to let each other down.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want to let, on the email part, our members down.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want to let the listeners down. I mean, I know what it's like when I get up on whatever day of the week I'm looking for a podcast and it's not there. It's like, whoa, what happened?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the ones that I've been following now is they literally... There is religious about it as we are.
Mm-hmm.
But there were some that I used to listen to that, like, they would just skip a week. Like, you can't skip a week.
Yeah.
People expect it to be there.
Well, and I think also, which you mentioned briefly before I interjected with this, was that we we measure this. So, that's part of what I do as the communications manager for MACME. Excuse me. Is that I keep track of what we're doing and report out.
Right.
So while that's a little bit different because it's at the staff level, we do measure and track what we're doing, which keeps us on the right path.
Yep. Exactly. So it's the tracking, it's the accountability, it's the reporting out. You know, share with someone the habit goal that you want to work on.
Mm-hmm.
If you use an app for tracking it, if you use an app like coach.me, you can select a buddy that will be able to see your tracking.
Mm.
I know that Randy and I had done that for a while where he had access. I don't know if he still even looks at it because he never says, hey, good job. And I'm not asking him to, but you know, that might be what it takes. So,
yeah.
So maybe, you know, a spouse can help, you know, a best friend can help if there's something that you're really, really geared toward working on.
Mm-hmm.
The other part of my post talked about triggers. And time triggers is one thing I've heard. Another one I've heard is activation triggers. So the reality, if we think about like the brushing teeth, the trigger is getting up in the morning and walking into the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
That's the trigger. For me, the trigger to not forget to take my Dexalant for my acid reflux was when I was getting my coffee ready and I would grab like a breakfast bar, I opened the cupboard in the kitchen and that's where that pill is, so to speak. But as soon as the triggers got messed up because something else happened, I forgot. It's interesting when I looked at some of the activation type triggers. So one of them that I read in where someone wanted to make sure that they were leaving work at a certain time, they literally used smart plugs or smart lights so that about 30 minutes before they wanted to leave, the lights started to dim.
Mm-hmm.
And so literally, you're going to have to leave because it's dark.
Mm-hmm.
It was interesting. So when I was having my coaching session, it wasn't a coaching session. It was my review today. And I was talking with Randy about the book because he's saying, so where are you on it? How are you doing? I know you want to accomplish it. What's going on? And I made the comment, well, the problem is, and as I said the problem, I heard the solution in my head.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that in the wintertime, so that I could get distracted upstairs because by that time of the morning, other people would, you know, my wife would be up. And if Tim wasn't, you know, working at the hospital, he would be up when I would typically want to write. So I have to go into my home office to do it. My home office is in the basement. And in the wintertime, we supplement our heat with wood and we track how little our furnace runs because we're running a wood stove. So my office is cold. Well, all I got to do is put my little space heater on a smart plug and have it turn on 15 minutes before I want to go in my office.
Mm-hmm.
So again, it's an activation trigger. It's going to be there. Now, me, I'm going to say, wait a minute. If I'm actually burning electricity to warm my office, I am going to use it. I'm not wasting that. So yeah. Those are the kind of things. You've got to find something that you can do to set a trigger that gets you to do the habit. And the point is that we develop triggers because willpower just isn't going to cut it. Because
mm-hmm.
it's, you know, oh, I'm going to write. No, it's too cold. You know, no, it's too dark. No. Figure it out, set the trigger up, and you can make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm excited to try this. I still this morning was struggling with the space and the warmth but I figured that out this morning.
Yep.
So now if I just go, let's say, to Costco or you know, Home Depot and pick up that smart plug, Google can have my office warm when I want to go downstairs and write. I think it's pretty, it sounds to me like it's that simple. Now, you're going to have to hold me accountable, or our listeners can, you know, to say, hey, how are you doing? Are you keeping up with what you said you were going to do? Because my goal right now is really that, all right, I need to write 5 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
In addition to the other 5 days a week that I'm writing, but working on the book 5 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can do 500 words a day, that's 2,500 words a week. If mm-hmm. I'm doing it 5 days a week, 10 weeks, that's a significant part of the book.
Mm-hmm.
So that's my goal, to spend those 30 minutes to 45. I have 45 that I could play with.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things I also discovered was that I actually have a habit that isn't serving me well. So that might be a good thing to talk about here too.
Yeah.
So there are bad habits. From the time I was a toolmaker's apprentice, I realized that I had to get up early and go to work.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember my first day at Macne, I never stopped to think about what time the office opened. So I got in the parking lot at like 7:30 or something, and I went and the door's locked. I don't have a key. And I don't know how long I waited till I think Cindy came and mm-hmm. opened up. And then thankfully she gave me a key that day. But for whatever reason, I'm thinking unless I'm off-site training or coaching, that at least by 7:30 in the morning, I've got the door unlocked and I'm in the office.
Mm-hmm.
Our office hours are 8:30 to 5 something, I think.
Yep, 8:30 to 5.
So what am I doing there an hour early? It's a habit. And that's when, you know, Randy was saying to me, so why are you here? I don't know. So either I go there and write, or I take that time and I write at home.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'd like to try doing it from home first. Because the distraction is if I go into work, there's all kinds of other things that are part of my regular day that are going to say, I need to be worked on right now. I'll see my desk, I'll see quotes, I'll see training programs I'm working on. And so I think I need to try to separate it. And so the activation trigger would be as soon as I finish, or the time trigger, as soon as I finish my morning ritual that I have right now, instead of going to work, I'm going to go downstairs to my office and work. And then I will show up in the office.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe next week you should say, how are you doing with that?
I'm going to try not to be worried about the space heater setting on fire.
Oh, well, don't worry. You know, Tim's room is downstairs, and there's we have a fully finished basement, and there's a full bath. And so he has a space heater in his bedroom. He has one in the bathroom. They're all on smart timers or smart switches
Good.
Or a lot of times he'll say, Google, you know, turn my bathroom heater on. Or Google, turn my bedroom heater on.
Because all I could think about was...
Is the house burning down? No, they're all very safe. They're all very safe. I got annoyed with one because I picked it up to turn it on and it wouldn't turn on. And then I realized I was holding it at like a 15 degree angle or something. And will only work if it is sitting still.
Oh, good. It's a smart space heater.
They're smart space heaters. They're not dangerous.
Okay, good.
That's my goal. Yeah, you can sleep tonight. And, you know, some people worry about the fact that my wood stove's burning all night while we're sleeping, but it's fine. Been using it for 30 some years.
Yeah, we do that too.
And so the trigger there is when I start getting cold, oh, go put another log on the fire, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think this is something that people should try. You know, if you need to get traction quickly, instead of struggling with this goal that is too monumental, just ask yourself, what could I do every day that moves me in the direction of my goal? And then you have to track it. Now, I've already talked about the coach.me, and I just saw an app, but I haven't, maybe this link is called Habit Bull. Smash through your goals. I'm looking at it right now. Easily break bad habits like smoking, drinking, or nail biting, or build positive habits like fitness, meditation, or reading. You know what I'm going to do? Ask me about this next week. I'm going to download this app and see if it's any good.
All right. So, I mean, I think to just simplify the whole thing, really a lot of this is coming down to what we can do with our routines.
Yes.
To just build in what we really want instead of...
Right.
Because our routines are routines, right? Like, we're currently going about our lives in this same routine. And so if it's not serving you, then it's time to like edit those so that it sets you up for reaching your goals.
Right. Exactly. Look at what you're doing as you go through your day.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not moving you in the direction of your goals, stop doing it and replace it with something that does.
Mm-hmm.
And take those big goals, you know, saving, you know, the smartest people are the ones that begin to save for retirement when they're young.
Mm-hmm.
It's also probably not a very large number of people, percentage-wise, because a lot of times you can't. But if you would just save a little bit every week, when you get to retirement, you won't be worrying about finances.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't that smart, and I'm not worrying about finances. I just have to work till I'm 90. No, I'm just kidding. But the point is that, you know, starting small builds momentum, and any action that you do on a daily basis compounds, whether it's positive or negative actions, because they, you know, both are there. They're both positive and negative. But I like that. Just examine our day, figure out what can we replace. And really, I think there's a lot of significant ground we can cover as individuals toward our goals if we simply make a habit out of little bits. So would you consider your seasonal bucket list a habit goal?
Yeah, because you're doing it every season now. You're doing it every season, and I'd say so.
And so the reason why you did it, your goal was to have a full life, enjoy things, Now, if you think about that, having a full life, having a meaningful life, enjoying my family, those are wonderful, lofty goals that are somewhat nebulous, if that's the right word.
Right. I was going to say like abstract, but yeah.
Abstract, yeah. Mm-hmm. But you were able to break it down into things that you do 4 times a year.
Mm-hmm.
Is you and you track it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're taking pictures of it, so we're recording the evidence.
Recording the evidence, yes.
So that the evidence of meeting our goals and mm-hmm. success, I think that's a great example. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, maybe that's a nice tangible one for people
to think about. Yeah,
yeah, and cool. and we break it down even further. So while it's like a seasonal list, we look at it regularly and say, okay, like what can we accomplish this week, and what can we accomplish next week, and we just check things right off.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this morning, I was certain that I would remember what I was going to write about for next week. And I forgot. It was really good this morning.
That's okay. My memory standards are low.
And then I got into work and it's like, what was that? Because it hit me when I was driving. So,
oh, yeah.
I'm going to have to go back through, like, rethink my ride to work
mm-hmm.
and think about what was I listening to that, because it was really good and it's gone. So I have no idea what we're going to talk about next week.
That's okay.
Any special weekend activities?
Nothing planned yet. We were actually just talking about this over dinner, trying to figure out what we were going to check off the list this week.
Cool.
Yeah. How about you?
Yeah. No. So this week, of course, this, as we're recording, it's a week before the folks hear it. So this weekend is kind of open. But I had mentioned to you before that I have a birthday present that my daughter has asked me to make for my granddaughter. Mm-hmm. So I'll probably get a good start on that Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then, Sunday's church and have the family over. So that's a habit goal that I've had for most of my life, so to speak. So, but yeah, it's the most wonderful time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And take the time to just, you know, smell the smells of the season, see the lights of the season, and make the most of it, because it's going to be gone real quick.
Real quick.
All right. With that, I'm Dave Freund.
I'm Marissa Norcross.
And this was The Next Page.